Good morning. There we go. It's so good to have you guys here today. If I were to tell you that every morning you should have a trinity of good things to eat, how many things would that be?
Three.
No, that's well, some of us do a little more than that, than three. Three. A trinity of good things to eat is three things. Well, today is Trinity Sunday. Second Sunday after Pentecost. By gum, by golly, you're right. It is. Very well done. You have been raised well, my son. Trinity Sunday is such an exciting time because it's one of those days when we try to understand a little more about God. And one of the ways that we talk about God is as the Holy Spirit. How else do we talk about God? Can you think? The Father and the Savior. That's the Trinity. Have a nice day. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How else do we talk about God? Can you think of other names that we have for God? Because these are just names for God. Can you think of other names? Can't think of any other names? Did you know that right there in the Bible that God is called Mother? It's true. I don't care if it's Father's Day. God's also called Mother. And God is also called Creator, Redeemer, Helper. You know what God... There's even someone who calls God Lover. Friend. Boy, gosh. God has a whole lot of names, huh? Yeah. And what does God tell Moses God's name is? Do you remember? Jesus. He doesn't say Jesus. Jesus came way, way after that. Moses, do you remember? When Moses goes and he takes his shoes off and there's the burning bushes burning and everything is going, it's very, very cool. No, that was a little later. God, Moses looks at God and says, God, what should I call you? What is your name? What shall I tell me? Tell your people my name is. And what does God say?
I am. Tell them I am sent you.
Very Cecil B. DeMille. So God has all kinds of names. And that's what's so wonderful. Is that God has all of these names, and it's not just Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is how we think of the Trinity, but God is Mother and Helper and Friend and the one who simply is, right? Because I am, is the God who is in all kinds of ways. And really, that's all the Trinity is about. It's about trying to have some idea of how God is for us. And in the gospel lesson today, at the very end, what does Jesus say? Remember, I will be with you.
And also with you.
And also with you. No. That's fun. I could do a whole riff on that, but I think I'll skip it. God, Jesus says, I will be with you always. It's I am. I am with you always. So Trinity Sunday isn't just about making sure that we have the right doctrine. It's helping us to understand some of the really exciting names that God has. Friend, Creator, Savior, Lover, Mother, Father, Jesus, Spirit. All names for God. But the most important thing to remember is that God with all those names will be with you and you and you and you forever. That's God's real name. I'll be with you. Thank you, guys. You can go back to your place.